Yeah, Roger on that. That's the same as with me too. The they did the test in the Marshall Street Armory. It was the Armory in Virginia. I'm always thinking of Marshall Street because they have that in Lansing, but I forget what they call it down there. But I got it when I was down there, and I was so happy about it. I tell you, I was on the air in no time with that. Got my station set up, and I did a little until I got my general. I was able to do some 10 meter HF because techs are allowed to work from 28,300 to 28,500, I think it is. So I had a chance to do that, and you know, of course, now being the general, I can do the entire 10 meter band. So, but it was good. It was really good, and I had some good folks at the Ham Club that kind of helped me along. So thanks to them, you know, I couldn't have done it without that. And watching a lot of the YouTube, this guy, I think he's in the Carolinas, was it W4EEY or something like that? I think his name was Gary, but anyway, he had online classes where he talked about, you know, all the theory and all that. So I watched the videos, and I did the practice test on QRZ.com, and just kept doing it, kept plugging away until I got it.
Well, you know, it takes persistency is what it is, and you pursue something you can do, you determine you get it done, you know, pass your test. So that's a knowledge I can understand for myself because I don't quit. I just keep on doing it, and I just keep on doing it because I'm that persistent to get it done. And if it doesn't work the first time, and I could try something else, you know, by looking in a book and reading enough of it for pass by technician, which I did pass by technician because I had to read a book, you know, and in that book where it helped a lot because the guy at Eureka Club, I used to belong to Eureka Club, they deal with emergencies, and his name was Walt. He highlighted some of the answers that he highlighted that I had to read, so for me, the older to pass that test, I had to read those highlighted answers before I had passed my test. I literally just read every day until I had passed that technician. I mean, that's how persistent I was. And I knew I was going to pass it after I did read it, that I did pass my test, my technician, you know. So you can do anything you want. You're determined to do anything you want, my friend. You can do anything you want. You have no problems about passing your technician or your advance or your general, your 5 words a minute, you know, and I never did go as far as my advance because I didn't do that test because the floor band was too complicated. It was too many math, and I'm not very good at math. So I just only passed up to my general, that was all. And the HF rig I use is Icon 738, and I think I mentioned that to you before. But you were saying that you passed your test 100% on your general, or was it like less than that, or what was it? Was it 100% you said?
Roger, it was 100% on the general. There was like 400 questions on the general, and I got them all right. The technician, I didn't miss that many questions, but I didn't get 100% on the tech. But when I did the general, I mean, I wanted to make sure that before I went in to get tested, because I didn't want to flunk. You know, I wanted to go in there and do it right the first time. So I made sure, and I kept studying until with the practice test, it kept saying I was doing 100%. And then when that happened, I decided to go ahead and go and get tested. That way I knew I had a better chance of passing it. I didn't just go in there willy-nilly and not do it the right way. So when I did, I was able to pass with 100% to be sure. But yeah, you have to get, I think you can only miss like four or five questions. You're not allowed to miss that many of them. In order to get your, in order to get the license, that I forget what it boils down to, but yeah, you got to get most of them right. So that's what I went in and did it, and I was so happy when I did it. And I got, I had to, well, of course, when you get your tech, you got to wait till you actually get your call sign. But when you go from tech to general, you get your little certificate until the FCC gets it updated. And, of course, you're allowed to say AG afterwards, and then you can operate the band. So that was good. As soon as I got my general, I went on the HF band and got right on the air and started working contacts, and I was just happy as a lark. KO4ROY.
I think it was like that with me. They called me up on the phone. I'm not sure what the people that helped me. Well, they, one of the, I don't know what they call them, they're like the directors for the, they get the test to you, and then they write their names on your certificate, as your pass, there's a big antenna on it, and then you have all three names on it, the people that had gave the test to you, okay? Anyways, I think one of them called me up and told my call sign. As soon as I got my call sign, I got on the air as they did. I think that's how they did it when they called me. Then I got my license a couple of days later.